You may speak, Fitzchivalry, he said formally. I drew a breath. My liege, I would ask your permission to marry. The fool's eyes grew round with surprise, but my king smiled as indulgently as if I were a child begging a sweetmeat.
So, finally, it has come. But surely you mean to court her first?
My heart was thundering in my chest. My king looked entirely too knowing, but pleased, very pleased, I dared to hope. May it please my king, I fear I have already begun to court her. Yet no, I did not intend to do so presumptuously. It just came about. He laughed good-naturedly.
Yes, some things do. Though when you did not speak out sooner, I wondered what your intentions were, and if the lady had deceived herself.
My mouth went dry. I could not breathe. How much did he know? He smiled at my terror.
I have no objections. In fact, I am well pleased with your choice.
The smile that broke out on my face was amazingly echoed by one on the fool's countenance. I drew a trembling breath until Shrewd continued.
But her father has reservations. He has told me that he would like to delay this, at least until her older sisters are pledged.
What? I could barely utter the word. Confusion whirled in me. Shrewd smiled benignly.
Your lady, it seems, is as good as her name. Celerity asked her father for permission to court you the very day you left for Buckkeep. I think you won her heart when you spoke so plainly to Virago. But Brandy denied her, for the reason I have told you. I understand the lady raised quite a storm with her father, but Brandy is a firm man. He did, however, send word to us, lest we take offense. He wishes us to know he has no opposition to the match itself, only to her preceding her sisters in marriage. I exceeded in this. She is, I believe, but 14?
I could not speak.
Do not look so distressed, boy. You are both young, and there is plenty of time. While he does not choose to allow a formal courting to begin as yet, I am sure he does not intend that you shall not see each other.
King Shrewd looked on me so tolerantly, with so much kindliness in his eyes. The fool's eyes flickered back and forth between us. I could not read his face. I was trembling as I had not in months. I would not allow this to continue, to become any worse than it was already. I found my tongue, formed words in my dry throat. My king, that is not the lady I was considering. Silence descended. I met my king's eyes and saw his look change. Had I not been so desperate, I know I would have looked aside from that displeasure. Instead, I looked at him beseechingly, praying he might understand. When he did not speak further, I attempted to. My king, the woman I speak of is presently a lady's maid, but in her own right she is not a servant. She is...
Be silent!
It could not have been sharper if he had struck me. I was still. Shrewd looked me up and down carefully. When he spoke, it was with the force of all his majesty. I thought I felt even the pressure of the skill in his voice.
Be entirely certain of what I say to you, Fitzchivalry. Brandy is my friend, as well as my duke. Neither he nor his daughter shall be offended or slighted by you. At this time you shall court no one. No one. I suggest you consider well all you are offered when Brandy considers you favorably as a match for Celerity. He makes no matter of your birth. Few others would do so. Celerity will have land and a title of her own. As will you, from me, if you have the wisdom to bide your time and do well by the lady. You will come to find that it is the wise choice. I will tell you when you may begin courting her.
I summoned the last of my courage. My king, please, I...
Enough! Fitzchivalry, you have heard my word on this subject. There is no more to say.